All right, testing 1, 2. Here we go, starting with our pre-show. Yeah, baby. How are y'all doing? Feeling good? Feeling right? Saturday night? Check out our levels, our music levels. And this is the Coach Vernon Dozier Show. Welcome to the show. You know, it's really interesting, man, how I... kind of interesting, these levels changed when we did the movie, which was understandable because we're using the a website, so the audio is going to be all fucked up, but I haven't had to change them back. That scares me. Father McCorders.
And Vernon, good to speak with you. And look at you on the radio, look at you on the podcast, everything.
Well, I agreed I'd fill in for Phil.
Well, I think you're doing a marvelous job. Now, why in bloody hell? Why the fucking hell?
I know what the problem is here.
And I think, you know, look at the bullshit that you're... What bullshit are you trying to pull now? Vernon.
And how are you, Father?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you? You sound wonderful on the podcast. So, are you thinking, Vernon, of doing more podcasts?
No, Father, this is the only one I'm going to do.
The only one you're going to do. Well, you know, I don't mean to be funny, but that's a good thing, because it's you ain't making it. No, I'm joking.
You're kidding around, right?
Of course I am. You sound fine. Is Phil there? Is he going to take over at some point?
No, I mean, I'm doing the show.
You're doing a... Whoa, get a load of you. I mean, shout out to the... That's a...
What the fucking hell, man?
So, Coach Dozier,
he picked it, man. Coach Dozier is picking, the Chiefs and Saints to be in the Super Bowl, but he picked all four winners this weekend. 4-0, Jack. He picked the Rams. Whoever the fuck won, he picked. He got the Chiefs, the Rams, the Saints, and the Patriots. Chiefs kicked the fucking Patriots kicked the shit out of the Chargers. Who'd the Chiefs beat? I forget. Who'd they beat? It was yesterday's game. Da-da-da-dee. There's only one fucking problem with this new board. It covers up my goddamn clock. I can't see a motherfucking thing. The other thing is, what's going on with Brea, man? She has not come out of her cubbyhole. She's usually on the spot, man. Maybe it's too fucking cold. Brea, you okay? Gave her fluids today. She was up and at him this morning, but she ain't been around today at all, man. I don't know, fuck. All right, man. It's like I got nothing better to do with my life than... Maybe I don't. All right, let me look at this shit. Yeah, the Chiefs beat Indianapolis, that's right. Kick their ass. Goddamn. New England, it was never in doubt. Never in doubt against the Chargers. I mean, Dallas kept it fairly close against the Rams. I'd say that all... The best game of the weekend was the Eagles... Saints game. But anyway, it's going to be the Rams and the Saints, and Coach Dozier picks the Saints to win at home, which makes sense. They beat the Rams already during the regular season, right? Yeah. And then Kansas City and New England, and he's got the Chiefs beating New England, but Kansas City's going to be at home. And of course, that's going to be interesting. Well, if ever Andy Reid was due, man, he'd fucking do. It'll be two different teams he's taking to the Super Bowl if they win. Andy Reid is 6'3". Very interesting. I guess he played football.
I guess he played football.
Andy Reid is from L.A. and played youth sports in East Hollywood. So what's really interesting is that Pete Arbogast was one of his coaches. And Pete Arbogast was a radio broadcaster with KNX. There was a show on in L.A., Arbogast and Margolis, and I don't know if that's the same Pete Arbogast or that's a different Arbogast. Jack Margolis and Pete Arbogast, and the attraction of this radio show was that one guy was a really buttoned-down, butch-cutted conservative guy. That was Arbogast, and Jack Margolis was this, like, long-haired hippie. And Margolis even went so far as to smoke weed on the air, but... which is who and who's which?
Who's the guy?
Who am I thinking of? I think I've done this like a half a dozen times now, because there's Arbogast and Margolis. Bob Arbogast. Bob Arbogast, not Pete. And he just died in Fresno. Was an American radio broadcaster, voice actor, and television host. Bob was born in Bellingham, Washington, the only child of Lewis, a champion tennis player, stockbroker, World War I veteran under an assumed name, and World War II Coast Guard volunteer, and Christine Arbogast, a champion tennis player. Bob attended John Marshall High School in Los Angeles, where he was the league champion tennis team. He was on the league champion tennis team as a graduate in 1944. Upon graduation, he enlisted the Navy. His unit was awarded the Presidential Unit Sighted Bronze Star for bravery for multi-ship raid in Tokyo Bay. He was demoted from signalman third class to seaman first class when his commanding officer told him to hop to it, and Bob proceeded to jump up and down on deck of the USS Brush. Hop to it. He starts jumping up and down. At the train station in Atwater Village, Glendale, upon his return from the South Pacific Theater, he saw the coffins of many of his classmates from Marshall High who had died and did not live to see a world without war. When the war ended, he attended LA City College and then the University of Arizona in the GI Bill. A radio program director from WHB in Kansas City heard Arbogast's nighttime show on the university station and hired him. Bob went to Chicago's WMAQ, where he worked with Pete Robinson from 51 to 53. Before moving to L.A. for a time, then returning to Illinois, where he worked at WEAW in Evanston. Then he went to New York, where he wrote for two shows, one featuring Tom Post and another Peter Marshall. Then he worked at San Francisco's KSFO and KFRC. He later worked at many stations in Los Angeles, including KMPC from 62 through 67. That's when I think he was teamed up. No, I don't know. KLAC in 67, KFI in 68, KGBS in 69. At KMPC, he wrote for Dick Whittinghill and Gary Owens, and he wrote with and was the partner of Jack Margolis. At KLAC and KGBS, their radio talk show in KLAC had the highest rating of any radio program in LA history up until that time, and perhaps still. What? With a 14.5% share of the audience. Oh, that's bullshit. Highest rated up until that time. KHJ was pulling fucking 30 and 40 shares, so I don't know what they're talking about. Due to a concentrated letter-writing campaign, they were fired for their objection to the Vietnam War and their pro-choice stance. They may have been among the last fired. Due to the McCarthy dealings of the 1950s, the pair also hosted a TV show. Arbogast created the Question Man in Kansas City in 1951 and used it on the Poston Show in New York. It was later a feature on the Steve Allen Show. To the surprise of Bob and Steve, as Allen acknowledged in his book, The Question Man. God damn it. Where's Brea, man? She's usually, like I say, she's usually up and at it, man. Oh, well. God, he's got a big, long fucking bio here on Wikipedia. It's wild, man. I'm telling you right now, it's wild. Gary Owens. Gary just died? Jesus. I met him a bunch of times over at the Museum of Television and Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Owens reminding you and also reminding me that this is K-O-R-N Mitchell.
That's a riot. And reminding me.
Hi, this is Gary Owens reminding you and also reminding me that this is K-O-R-N Mitchell.
Mitchell, South Dakota.
Fuck.
I gotta go get the charger. I gotta go get the L.A. charger. Not the football player. The charger for this L.A. phone or L.A. area phone. Yeah, baby. What am I doing? Oh. Come on, let's go, motherfucker. All motherfucking day. Don't waste my motherfucking time. Is that it, man? That's all? Da 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 do do dee do dee do do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Here we go. This is the one.
It's the Vernon Dozier Show.
Yes, it's the Vernon Dozier Show. Yes, it's the Vernon Dozier Show. Hello, everybody. This is Vernon Dozier. It's the Vernon Dozier Show with me, Bodine Nibbitt, your announcer, and also Jerry Boutonniere.
Hi.
Here's Vernon Dozier.
Well, thank you, Bodine. Well, thank you, Bodine. That's loud as fuck, isn't it, Bodine?
It goddamn. Well, you know, Vernon, you're right. It is very loud, and you know, but I think it's appropriate. It's very loud, but I think it's appropriate. You know, the music and everything.
One, two, three. If you like my show, but if you don't like my show, forget it. These shows will not interest you at all. You will hate these shows. If you like my show, or if you're like my show, if you like my show, you're going to love the Hollywood produced, what? Todd Garner and Hollywood's Elite.
This is an Elite, a group of people.
That is correct, yes. These are Elite. Say, listen, hi, it's Vernon Dozier. If you like my show, or you've only heard it one. You haven't even heard it. I haven't even done it yet. So if you like it, though, then I suggest that you listen to, because I think you're going to love The Producer's Guide. This is a guy named Todd Garner in Hollywood's Elite on Podcast One. So you join the host and accomplished Hollywood producer Todd Garner.
Is he related to James Garner, you think?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. Do you know anything about that, Jerry?
I don't think he is, no.
Jerry Boutonniere is my engineer for this evening. But in any event, his name is Todd Garner, and he shares his thoughts and stories on the movie business and chats it up with his A-list industry pals like Kevin James, Rebel Wilson, Adam Sandler.
He's fun. I love his movies. They're very funny.
Very funny guy. I love to watch him. And he does that hockey guy, whatever that guy's name was.
I think it's Biff McGuire or something, or
Billy Madison or something like that. Anyway, download The Producer's Guide every Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And if you don't have a favorite podcast, I guess you're out of luck because you won't know where to go.
Well, I hope they'll know after listening to Vernon Dozier tonight.
Yes, now that's a very good point.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show website presents...
Kind of muffed that one up there, Bodine.
Yeah. I did muff it up, but I'm going to keep going. They say always to keep going.
That's a good idea.
Well, so Jerry Boutonniere just said to go.
Presents the Coach Vernon Dozier Show as we review the events of this past weekend in National Football League football and the world of sports.
Well, thank you. That's Bodine. What is his fucking name? Bodine Levitt, yeah. Let's try it again, man. Testing 1, 2.
I don't like this voice. I hope this doesn't sound...
Bodine Levitt is my... not only is Bodine my announcer, but he's the... he had 6,000 yards. I don't believe in statistics, but so that you get... I like that whole idea of, you know... So you get some general sense that there was a football game played. He had 1,200 yards passing.
Well, why would you say 1,200?
Because I'm trying to give people a sense. He had 6,000 yards passing. He threw, let's say he threw 17 interceptions and touchdowns. The point is he had a good game.